Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today I thought we'd talk about vertigo and our ear ringing, if we have that problem. I've had a little bit of vertigo before and I've had a bit of ear ringing as well. So what do we want? I know sometimes in our spiritual world and our healing world, we say that if your ears are ringing, somebody's talking about you. It's a possibility. Sometimes it's medical. Now let's see what we actually can do about some of the ear ringing. Changes in our daily life can kind of help with our ear ringing. Our buzzing sounds, or the hissing that we hear in our ears. It's all inside of our head because nobody else can hear it. It's just in our head. Now, some of the approaches that we can take is what actually brings on this ear ringing. Does something bring it on that you're starting to become familiar with? Certain foods or drinks, maybe Western medications, or maybe over-the-counter medications. Because everybody's different. Nobody has the same reaction to anything. So everybody's triggers are different. And what we want to do is we want to figure out what triggers our ear ringing and try to avoid these triggers. Now, again, some of the triggers could be caffeine, could come from pop or tea or coffee, those energy drinks, right? Alcohol, aspirin even sometimes can trigger us to even have headaches, even though they're supposed to help with headaches. Salt, if you smoke, try to kick that habit because it messes with our blood flow and messes with our nerves and just kind of dulls our body, which in turn dulling our body can oversensitize other areas. So if our nerves dull down, then maybe our ringing is going to include a higher pitch. Trying to find ways to relax. Yoga, meditation, muscle relaxation, meditation and massage is great, I think. Reiki, excellent kind of ways to help you find your own inner strength to reduce that. Good sleep habits. Comfortable while you're sleeping. Exercising is going to help lower your stress. Kind of fighting off any depression that we might be feeling. Loud noises sometimes cause our ringing in our ears. So make sure you really protect your hearing if you're in an environment. There's a lot of loud music or loud noises. Like our casinos are very loud, I think. When I'm walking around and you can hear everything dinging and ringing. So loud in there. Earplugs are excellent. Loud restaurants. Again, bingo, is that loud? I'm not even sure. I've never gone to bingo. I should try it. Maybe I'd win. There's health problems that could cause ringing in our ears. Thyroid disorders or blood pressure issues, Lyme's, fibromyalgia, earwax buildup. Maybe our jaw's misaligned and causing our muscles and our nerves to be pinched. Traumatic brain injury is something that could cause ear ringing. Ginkgo biloba is something that is suggested, as well as vitamin B6, vitamin B12, folic acid, and vitamin Bs altogether can help fix some of this ear ringing because it's going to help with our nerve circuits to kind of connect and blood vessels dilating, and that's going to improve our nervous blood circulation and getting everything just in order. Now, here's some of the things that we can get. Again, our ginkgo biloba. We're going to dilute our stuff in water if we ever buy the tinctures. And if we go out and harvest ourselves, we can make these into teas. So our passion flower is excellent. Horsetail, plantain, mistletoe, calendula is excellent. Teas, black cohosh, feverfew. Those are also really good herbal remedies for the buzzing noises in our ears. And again, you can try some of the alternative acupuncture, different holistic things too. And what about vertigo? I have a friend that had vertigo, and I'm pretty sure I had to deal with vertigo when I had my thyroid issue because I'd get dizzy once in a while. I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm dizzy. You know when you're so stubborn, you don't really think anything's wrong with you, but you know there is? That was me. So vertigo, the feeling of dizziness, right? Everything's moving and spinning. Even though you're still lying down, your eyes are closed. Sometimes it gets so bad that you're nauseous. You lose your balance. Some things that could cause it are allergies, buildup of fluid in the middle ear. Vertigo can also be caused by caffeine, or diabetes, alcohol, tobacco, infection in your inner ear. Sometimes lack of sleep, the thyroid disease, head injuries, migraines, brain tumors in the cerebellum, those are not good. I have some friends that have gone through brain cancer and surviving, luckily. You know, as time goes on, I see more and more cancer cases coming up, but at the same time, I see many, many of our cancer survivors surviving, really living, making it through breast cancer, making it through brain cancer, making it through thyroid cancer. You know, people are really getting stronger and smarter out there. And so is our Western medicine. People are becoming more aware of their own bodies and making sure that they're developing that proactive choice of being healthy rather than fighting a disease once it hits them. They'd rather get out there and start exercising and eating better before they're diagnosed. So that is excellent in my world. Multiple sclerosis is terrible for vertigo. And some of the symptoms that we feel, and if some of you have never had it, some of you have, that's the feeling that everything is moving. Difficult in standing still or walking properly because you're dizzy. Sometimes you're nauseous. Even appearing double. Blurred vision, pain in the ears, lightheadedness. What about our home remedies? Huh? What can we do to help ourselves fight vertigo? There is a exercise that you can do, actually, that is out there for vertigo, where you sit down and really put your head down between your legs and turn it to the side. Turn it to the side. I'd like you all to look this up, actually. Let me see. I'll look really fast. Epley Maneuver. It's called E-P-L-E-Y. It's kind of a physical therapy, but you can do this at home. And again, you're going to lie down, place a pillow underneath so that it rests between the shoulders and not the head. Okay, so it's going to rest between your shoulders and wait 30 seconds for any vertigo to stop. And then turn your head halfway to the right without raising it and wait another 30 seconds. And then at the same position, you're going to turn your head and your body to the right so that you're facing the floor. And then gradually sit up, remaining on the bed for a few more minutes. And if your vertigo triggers from the right side, reverse the instructions, okay? So we're going to lay down, placing a pillow underneath so it rests between the shoulders and not the head. So do those steps when you're feeling your vertigo kicking in, or try this for up to a week and see if it gets rid of your vertigo altogether, as well as try this before bedtime and see if it helps you throughout the day. So many different things that you can try to maintain your own health and wellness. So go ahead and try that exercise and we'll get back to looking at what else we could do. Proper sleep is excellent. Lemon is really good for vertigo. You can make yourself a lemon beverage. Take a full glass of lukewarm water and you add a little black pepper, a little pinch of salt, squeeze a half a lemon in it, mix real well. And you can also sprinkle lemon peel in your salad because lemon is really good naturally for the vertigo. A raw piece of ginger helps with nausea. Basil, you can chew basil leaf or add it to your tea. Almond milk helps. Strawberries are really good for vertigo. Eat them in your yogurt. Butcher's broom helps in curing vertigo. Yoga helps with vertigo as well. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Gibawabinin.